Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So I'll just pray briefly. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. Sure, most of you remember the Queen's Diamond Jubilee back in 2012. A particular highlight was the boat pageant on the River Thames. It consisted of a big procession of boats and ships and barges headed by the Royal Barge with the Queen and her family on board. At that time I was living in Vauxhall, just near the river, and I decided to invite my godson George and his family over for lunch so that we could walk down to the river afterwards and see the parade and watch the Queen. But when we got to the river, the crowds were huge and we couldn't see much at all, especially George and his brother Henry, who were 10 and 12 at the time and not very tall. So they took their own initiative and climbed a tree and got a much better view than most of the adults there. It was a rather decorative looking tree and not very strong, but thankfully it managed to hold their weight. Zacchaeus was someone else who wanted to see what was happening. He wasn't very tall either, and there were a lot of people around, but he wanted to see Jesus. So what do we know about Zacchaeus? Well, he was certainly a very wealthy man, a chief tax collector, collecting money for the Romans. Jericho, where he lived, was on a major trade route, and we think that he was collecting commercial taxes, perhaps customs or goods duties. Tax collectors used to take an extra profit for themselves, and sometimes more than one person would take a profit on the same goods. So tax collectors were despised by the Jewish people, especially those from the religious establishment. So we're not really quite sure why Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Certainly from all this background, it doesn't seem very likely that he was interested in God. But perhaps he'd heard about Jesus, that he was a friend of tax collectors, or maybe he'd met people who'd been healed or changed, or perhaps he simply just wanted to know what was going on. He was clearly a man with a lot of initiative, who'd taken advantage of life's opportunities, and perhaps he just liked to be at the centre of the action. And perhaps Zacchaeus didn't even understand his own motives, and it was really God prompting him and drawing him towards that life-changing encounter. But whatever the reason, just like the boys at the boat pageant, Zacchaeus climbed a tree. He even planned ahead, choosing a tree further down Jesus' route before the crowds got there. And it's one thing to climb a tree when you're a small boy, but quite another when you're a grown man. But apparently, their idea of a sycamore tree was something that was like an oak tree, and it was fairly easy to climb. We don't know whether Zacchaeus actually wanted Jesus to see him, or whether he was actually trying to hide in the foliage. But either way, Jesus noticed him and called him down. In fact, he told him to hurry down, and he even called Zacchaeus by name. Surely this must be divine insight. And Jesus had a very definite plan. He wanted to stay in Zacchaeus' house. In fact, he said, "I must stay at your house." And all this actually seems very different from Jesus' usual practice. First, it seems that Jesus was originally just planning to pass through Jericho and perhaps not wanting to stay there at all. And second, when he'd previously sent the disciples out in pairs to towns, he told them to stay with some worthy person, and Zacchaeus hardly seemed worthy on the face of it. But Jesus saw something in Zacchaeus that no one else had seen. The crowds hadn't seen it. They murmured and muttered and grumbled about this sinner who was entertaining Jesus. And perhaps Zacchaeus hadn't even seen it himself. He was probably used to being despised by the other Jews because of his occupation. But Jesus saw a man whom he wanted to change and use. And Jesus needed to stay with Zacchaeus and spend time with him, teaching him the values of the kingdom of God and preparing him for future service. So Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus despite the unexpected invitation. Admittedly, hospitality culture was different. People were probably more welcoming in Jesus' day, and perhaps Zacchaeus had a big house and not many visitors if he wasn't very popular. But there was something more. There was something special about the man who had called him by name, and Zacchaeus was overjoyed. He really wanted his guest to come. Something had touched him. Knowing that Jesus accepted him and wanted him was already starting to transform him inwardly. Zacchaeus hadn't heard Jesus teach or even say a word, as far as we know, but something had shifted. Completely unprovoked, he called Jesus Lord and made some significant changes in his life, completely from his own free will. He said he would immediately give half his possessions to the poor and repay fourfold anyone he'd defrauded, which rather assumes that he'd defrauded quite a lot of people. But even so, this was very generous. Giving away half your possessions to the poor was far more than was expected by Jewish religious law. Even rabbis at that time only gave away a fifth. And when Zacchaeus offered to restore four times the amount to people he'd defrauded, this was a lot more than the one and a fifth times the amount required in the laws in Leviticus. Jesus asked different things of his followers. He called some to leave their work and their possessions. And just recently we heard about the rich young ruler who was called to leave everything. But this didn't really seem to be the case for Zacchaeus. We don't actually know what happened to him, and there is a story that he became Bishop of Caesarea at some point, but this seems to be little more than a myth. But in fact, Zacchaeus may well have just stayed in Jericho and carried on as a chief tax collector. But if he did so, he was a transformed one, a more honest and generous one, and one that Jesus could use. The qualities and initiative that he previously used to get ahead in life were surely qualities that God could use to touch the lives of other people. But it was more than that. Jesus loved Zacchaeus and saw in him a man who was lost, a son of Abraham, one of the Jewish people, Jesus' priority in his mission. But to Jesus, a son of Abraham meant more than that. It meant a faithful Jew. And this is how Jesus saw Zacchaeus. So salvation had come to this house, the house of Zacchaeus and the house of Israel. But Jesus was saying even more. He had come to everyone who knew that they were lost so that they could be saved by coming to faith in him. So what can we learn for ourselves from this story? Well, I think an important thing was that Zacchaeus was a very open man. He was open to what Jesus was doing, and we can learn a lot from this. I think there are three things in particular. The first is about being open to God's call. God calls us when we least expect it, and he calls who he wants. He chose Zacchaeus out of the crowd and changed him, and he can choose any of us and change us. Perhaps God is calling you to faith if you've not been a believer before. Or perhaps you are a Christian and you've been so for a while and God wants to call you into deeper relationship with him, or perhaps some form of new ministry or activity. So are we open and willing to listen and respond to God's call? And if there's anything that you are thinking about in your own minds, have a word with somebody afterwards. The second thing is being open to transformation. God's love can transform us just as it transformed Zacchaeus. Yes, we need to understand our faith, but we also need the Holy Spirit to touch and transform us. God sees in us qualities that we and others don't always see, and he wants to bring change so that he can use our personalities, qualities, and gifts. And whilst he may choose to move us on, he might want us to use us just where we are. Are we open to being changed by God so that he can use us in our workplace or neighbourhood or amongst our friends? And thirdly, we need to be open to praying. Most of us have friends and family who don't yet know Jesus. And whilst one part is actually sharing and speaking about our faith, the people we speak to need to be open, and only God can bring that about. We need to pray that their hearts will change. Jesus doesn't give up on the people that we give up on, so we must persevere in prayer that God will call, transform, and save those we know who are lost. I'd like to finish with a personal story. I was 21 and in my second year at university when I became a Christian. There were many Christian students in my year, and I'd got to know some of them the previous months, but it really hadn't made much impact. I couldn't understand why people would want to spend their Sundays going to church. But suddenly, over the space of about a month, I felt a real need to understand what they believed in. I read a lot and learned more about what they believed. And I went to church with a friend one evening on a Sunday, and I had a very strong emotional reaction. Soon afterwards, I went on to make a personal commitment to Jesus, asking for him to forgive my sins and come into my life. And for many months afterwards, I had a strong sense of joy and of God's presence. And I know that for some months beforehand, these other Christian students that I knew had been praying for me, just as they'd been praying for others they knew to come to faith. I don't want you to think that my life is now perfect ever since. It certainly isn't. I needed to learn and grow in my faith, and there have been many ups and downs of different kinds along the way. But that first experience was very powerful. God called me, he started to change me, and people were praying for me, those 3 points that I mentioned. So let's keep praying for those we love, and be open to God's call and his transforming work in our lives. I'd just like to close with a prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you came to save the lost. Please help us to be open to you, ready to listen and respond to your call, and open to being transformed and used by you. Please help us to keep praying for those we love who don't yet know you. In Jesus' name we pray.